for Geminis on the 11th house. The 11th house is, among other things, the house of friends and social groups, social media, all those kind of things. So you may be rethinking things involving those topics because Mercury will be retrograde in that house. For every planet there is in a house in a solar chart of a sign, there's a different layer of an experience. So when you have multiple planets, there's multiple layers of potential experiences waiting to occur, each with their own ranges of expression. At the end of the month, the last 10 days or so, there are quite a few aspects that can be very challenging, and I want to give you a heads up about them. And first with my disclaimer. I don't ever think that we're doomed to experience something negative. I think that any challenging aspects that occur happen to give us potentials. They're potentials as raw fuel cells for us to make forward movement on things in our life. And that with the right perspective, it can change our experience. So if you have the perspective, oh goody, there are going to be challenging aspects, that's going to be even more raw fuel that I can use to propel my forward inner and outer movement, then you're going to have a totally different experience of those aspects than somebody that's like, oh crap, everything's going to suck. So you get to pick how you're going to look at things, and that's part of what I've learned through astrology. I looked at the charts of twins very often, speaking of Gemini, and I see how different people with the same wiring have experiences, and that is because of what they decide. There is some element of free will of how they're going to look at things. So you have that power, and I want you to use that power at the end of the month because there are these potential conflicts coming up, and I'm going to describe the way that they could show up for Gemini. Some of these implications will be general because the aspects in the sky are general aspects, but the way they're showing up in certain fields of experience are going to be specific to Gemini Sun and Gemini Rising. So one of the aspects occurring at the end of the month is a square of Mars to Pluto. Pluto is in your eighth house of other people's money, deep relationship, intimacy, banks, etc. And Mars is going to be in your 11th house of friends, etc., social groups, etc. So for many Geminis, involvement with friends and money, friends and business, could come to some sort of head and have some points of conflict. And you may want to make decisions based on what happens, because they are going to show some of the true nature of the interactions. And not to say that each person couldn't use these productively to move forward. But if you're thinking and feeling really sure that the person you're having conflict with, or group or institution you're having conflict with, that they're not going to do their work, then you might make decisions to move on from the arrangement. April will be a really great time to make those decisions. Try not to make the decisions in the hasty moment, because the end of March isn't a really fantastic time for decision making. There's too much cloudy energy. Mercury's shadow period is still happening. So the ego can have a very strong potential to be flared out of control with this aspect of Mars to Pluto. And specifically for Geminis, in arrangements involving 8th house and involving 11th house, so friends, money, and any other of these representations. Try to keep your ego in check the best you can. Make an agreement with yourself. You're going to put your ego in a box somewhere. I mean, I think it's a good idea to do it all the time, but put it in a box somewhere where you can access it if you need it and where it can still perform basic personality functions that are necessary. But don't use it. If you feel righteous indignation about something, then it's important to adjust your energy to come from a perspective of higher good rather than an ego base. Another aspect that's going to happen is Venus is also going to square Pluto. So this can bring up very deep-seated fears, jealousies, and possibly very traumatic expressions of these things. So it could be that you're connected romantically with somebody who you're also involved with business or money, or you're connected romantically with someone in a friend group somehow. The end of March is going to carry with it a lot of dramas for a lot of people. And I'm hoping that you're going to use the things that arise as catalysts to make a decision to make some genuine inner change, which I'll talk about some options as to how you can do that in a little bit. Another aspect that's happening in the beginning of March is Venus is going to make a conjunction to Chiron. So the wounded healer, Chiron, when it joins with Venus, which rules love, beauty, and money, can bring up great amounts of woundedness around self-esteem and self-worth and anything in that arena. So if you're considering plastic surgery because you're really bent out of shape about a certain physical aspect of yourself, my first hope is that you'll use the energy in the beginning of March, where this might be flaring up, to make inner progress where you're not having the experience of feeling like you need to do that. But I also honor your body and your decisions, that you can make decisions for your body, and just want to let you know to wait until April if you're going to make a decision, because it's just not a good month to make decisions about anything perfect, anything permanent regarding your physical appearance. Let's see what else is going on there. If you have been wanting to extend your reach in social media, definitely be researching and using March to investigate and educate yourself on ways to do that. Not a great time to launch new things. Not a good time to all of a sudden make a big blowout of your new podcasts on iTunes or, you know, new pages on Facebook or things like that. If you have old things that are already in place and you're wanting to revise them or add to them or change some things, that's fine. It's good for that type of thing where you're chipping away at some things. But wait until April, preferably April 10th, for launching anything new. Definitely do your research in March. Mercury retrograde cycles are great times to do research, and you have a lot of support of the universe for internal process. As I've explained, there's a lot of energies externally that you're going to be working with in March, but it's fantastic to use those conflicts for serious inner movement and also to be researching and gathering energy. March is so weird in the way that all of these planets, personal planets, Mars, Venus, and the Sun will be moving into Aries. So there brings like a rambunctiousness to the energy, which some associate with spring fever. I think it's really the reason for spring fever, not necessarily that the weather has gotten nicer. When you've got a lot of personal planets in Aries, people get a little wild. And so that's going to be going on at the same time as Mercury retrograde is still happening, and then the shadow period is still happening, and then you've got all of these squares in the sky. Squares are 90-degree angles. They're points of conflict that you can use for forward movement, but they come in the form often of conflict. So you've got this hurry up and wait energy in March. So just take all of these things into consideration and do the best you can to manage the energies. Breathe. Put your bare feet in the earth is a really fantastic way. Especially there's going to be an aspect at the end of March where Mars is going to conjunct Uranus. And this could cause, I don't know, what I've said about this is, don't go into a China shop because there's going to be a lot of bullishness going on. You're going to tear up the place. So try to ground that energy into the earth, literally, and breathe. And when you can ground the type of Mars and Uranian energy combined, you will be very open to brilliant insights. When you're not messing things up physically, then you can be very receptive to insights that come that are awesome, inventive, and can be very lucrative. So that's something else positive to do with this energy at the end of March, is to spend as much time grounding and being open for the insights that come from these aspects. I can't see everything in your chart. I would like very much to. I do astrologically based empowerment consulting. I am an intuitive and I do intuitive work, but I don't promote my work as a psychic. If you want to know a clear answer to what's going to happen in the future about a specific topic, then go see a psychic. Let me know. I know so many wonderful people that do that work. I live in Sedona, and this town is very full of excellent psychics. My role is to help you realize that the question to ask isn't, is this going to happen? The best question to ask is, why am I creating things that are making me doubt the certainty of my future? How do I change patterns that are creating me to have relationships that I have to have so much doubt in? How do I shift my inner doubt into solid empowerment so that I am a magnet for everything wonderful? If you're asking those questions, that's my department. So check out my astrologically based empowerment consulting package, which also includes some of my new subliminals to help remap your brain. So I hope you have a fantastic March.